WTBR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. AAA says 44 million people will be traveling for the holiday weekend. The FAA says nearly 54,000 flights will take off Thursday, the busiest Memorial Day weekend since 2010. CBS News Philadelphia's Aziza Shuler on those making some treks.
You know, I think for a lot of folks, Memorial Day weekend snuck up on them.
Jaina Tidwell with AAA predicts a record year for road trips, with more than 90% of Philadelphia area travelers getting away by car. Tiffany from North Philly is likely hitting the road, but she's not doing the driving.
We're actually going to catch the bus. It's going to be jam-packed. Everybody's trying to get on the road at the same time. I don't want to be a part of that. I want to get on the bus, sit back, relax. They got air conditioning on the bus.
Cleanup in Iowa a day after tornadoes ripped through, killing at least five people and injuring more than 30 more. KCCI's TV's Ophelia Jacobson is talking to locals in hard-hit Adams County.
His entire life's work now turned into debris and scattered across acres of land. Some of it even burning up in flames.
This is my whole life. I worked 50 years, 50-some years for this. Put it all here, every bit of it.
Curry says he was shocked to see the devastation.
One-time Donald Trump rival Nikki Haley makes it official months after dropping out of the presidential race, saying this while giving a foreign policy speech.
Trump has not been perfect on these policies. I've made that clear many, many times. But Biden has been a catastrophe. So I will be voting for Trump.
More flag controversy with Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. It's the second one seen by the New York Times, associated with Trump supporters' deadly Capitol attack. And CBS's Nora O'Donnell says this one was at his home along the Jersey Shore.
It was an appeal to heaven flag, which became a symbol of support for Donald Trump's Stop the Steal campaign to overturn the 2020 election. The Times previously reported another Stop the Steal symbol, an upside-down American flag, was flown outside Alito's home in Virginia in January of 2021. The revelation has Democratic lawmakers calling on the justice to recuse himself from January 6th related cases.
For the first time, the number of Americans who use marijuana or kush just about every day has surpassed the number who drink that often. It's estimated at least 40% of cannabis users do it daily or near daily. Embark Airlines begins trips Thursday for your pooch and its owner. $8,000 for a one-way international flight, $6,000 for a domestic trip. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A U.S. House committee takes up the bipartisan Kids Online Safety Act this week. Parents of children harmed by social media say greater protections are badly needed and long overdue. Deb Schmill's daughter died of an accidental overdose after she was bullied online.
It's going to be very upsetting to the parents, to so many people in this country who want to see this happen. They want to see big tech regulated. They don't want to see kids dying every day.
Tech companies are fighting sweeping change, citing free speech rights. All over Wisconsin, this year's Click It or Take It campaign is underway. Memorial Day weekend is our unofficial start of summer, and every year, agencies and departments increase patrols around this time. All drivers and passengers are required by Wisconsin law to wear seatbelts while they travel. Click It or Take It runs through June 2nd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media.
A full house for Packers OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers, with nearly perfect attendance for voluntary organized team practices. Matt LaFleur asked, how much credit should be given to Jordan Love for being present despite he has not been offered a new contract yet?
It's everything to us. I think if you look at our attendance here, and you know, we've had almost 100% the entire offseason, which has been the best that we've had since I've been here. And I always think that when you look around the league, when your quarterback's there, just naturally has a way of attracting everybody to come.
Jordan Love says he's working on being a vocal leader.
Talk to guys more, being in guys' ear a little bit more, and just try and focus on being a better leader. Get with these relationships with guys in here. It gets easier.
Baseball, the Brewers came back to win 7-5 last night in Miami. It seemed as if the crew had a lot of leadoff batters get on base.
Yeah, I mean, I think both teams did today, to be honest with you. We had opportunities, and you can't squander those opportunities usually and win.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight skies, gradually turning clear, gusty southwest winds and upper 40s by daybreak. On Thursday, we'll see plentiful sunshine, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Southwest winds will be breezy. Thursday night will be dry. Friday, some showers and storms. Currently 49 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison and Civic Media Headquarters. Joining me will be actress Kayla Kelly and from the Capital Times in Madison, entertainment reporter Rob Thomas.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Eileen Cannon's foot dragging is becoming even more destructive, dangerous, whatever, now that Judge Beryl Howell up in New York just unsealed some documents showing that 4 months after the FBI went through Mar-a-Lago, Trump's lawyers, at the request of the Justice Department, searched Mar-a-Lago again and found more classified documents, this time in his bedroom. And still, Eileen Cannon, Judge Luce Cannon down in Florida, refuses to move forward with the with Jack Smith's prosecution of Donald Trump. This is just so wrong. Meanwhile, yesterday, Congressman Paul Gosar, the dentist who I think sniffed too much nitrous oxide or got mercury poisoning from too many fillings or something. I mean, he just seems nuts to me, Paul Gosar. Anyhow, he claimed that Joe Biden wanted to have Donald Trump killed. Just came right out and said it. And provoked this was a batch of documents that were released from by Judge Cannon yesterday, apparently, or maybe the day before, as part of a just kind of a hearing kind of thing. And one of them was the FBI search warrant, and for Mar-a-Lago. And the FBI search warrant said, as they always do, that law enforcement officers of the Department of Justice may use deadly force when necessary. Now, they have to think that their life is in danger. I mean, there's very, very rigid requirements, but this is boilerplate. This is in every search warrant that the FBI has, always has been, or at least, in modern history. And the reason why is because, if you execute a search warrant, you take your life in your hands. Cops get killed executing search warrants all the time. Well, it's probably not that frequent, but it does happen. It happens a lot on television, right? And so there's that language. Now, what did the FBI actually do? What the FBI actually did was, number one, they reached out to the Secret Service, which was protecting Trump, and said, we're going to execute this search warrant. We want to do it when he's not there. So tell us when he's not there. So the Secret Service told them, okay, he's not going to be here on this particular date. And that was the date that they showed up. So number one, Trump wasn't even there. And the FBI knew he wasn't there. That's why they picked that day. Number two, they didn't come in like a SWAT team, with FBI all across their back and all this kind of they wore just normal clothes. I mean, in fact, actually, I've got the actual quote from the department, from the FBI, talking about this. Let me find it here. The FBI said, we followed standard protocol in this search, as we do for all search warrants, which includes that policy statement. No one ordered additional steps to be taken. There was no departure from the norm. Oh, here we are. Agents arrived in deliberately casual outfits to lower their profile, khakis and polo shirts. This doesn't sound to me like an execution squad. But Marjorie Taylor Greene goes on X going, the Biden DOJ and FBI were planning to assassinate President Trump and gave the green light. And then Trump goes on his Nazi-infested social media site and freaks out. He sent out a fundraiser yesterday that says President Biden was locked and loaded and ready to take me out. I mean, talk about lies, right? This is from the Washington Post. Trump and some of his allies suggested Tuesday that this was evidence that Biden's Justice Department was prepared to fatally shoot him. In fact, Trump was not at his property the day of the search. FBI agents specifically sought to avoid a confrontation with him, choosing a day when he would not be at the property and giving the Secret Service a heads up. But then Trump goes on his Nazi-infested social media site and writes, they were authorized to shoot me. You know, they're just itching to do the unthinkable. Joe Biden was locked and loaded and ready to take me out and put my family in danger. Joe Biden's DOJ and their illegal and unconstitutional raid of Mar-a-Lago authorized the FBI to use deadly, parentheses, legal, lethal force. You know, they just can't let a day go by. Elise Stefanik just filed an ethics complaint against Judge Mershon and against Jack Smith and against, you know, a bunch of other people who are involved in prosecuting Trump. She is just, you know, how much lipstick can you leave on Donald Trump's rear end? I mean, she desperately wants to be his vice presidential nominee. But the FBI had to come out and issue a public statement saying, no, we weren't there to kill Donald Trump. But, you know, Trump lies, and at least half, probably two-thirds, maybe three-quarters of his followers only hear his lies and believe them. And like I said when I opened the show this morning, this is all over Fox News. It is all over right-wing hate radio. Lies are like air to them. I mean, they just live and breathe lies. Speaking of air, geeky science, what causes air turbulence? We just, you know, this flight from London to Singapore, Singapore Airlines, one guy died and about 20 other people are in the intensive care unit right now with really serious injuries. This plane dropped 6,000 feet. That's the worst turbulence I've ever heard of. And, this is caused by temperature, air at different temperatures and different wind speeds colliding, air masses colliding. And when it's what's called CAT or clear air turbulence, you can't see it. There are some kinds of, like Doppler radar, that might give you a faint indicator that it's coming if it has to do with moisture levels in the air. But if it's just wind, you've pretty much just got to depend on PIREPS, on the pilot reports that, you know, when pilots fly through turbulence and then report it to ground control, air traffic control, the controllers then tell the next pilot, hey, you're flying into turbulence, get ready. And that's why you'll hear pilots come on, you know, in clear air and say, fasten your seatbelts. We just heard that from the plane ahead of us that there's some turbulence up here. Well, it turns out what's making this worse, and one of the reasons why this case was so bad, is climate change. The climate change that Ron DeSantis just outlawed discussion of in Florida, which, by the way, is also suffering from one of its hottest Mays in history. The Atlantic Ocean is mind-bogglingly hot. So, anyhow, just FYI. And finally, our last story of the day, and then I'll pick up your calls. How significant is Spain, Norway, and Ireland's recognition of the Palestinian state? Now, I listened to the BBC last night. I play their, you know, podcast, their news hour or their news half hour podcast to get myself to sleep at night. And I kept waking up last night. Finally, at 1 o'clock, I listened to the whole news hour, and they had, you know, an Israeli diplomat on who was just foaming at the mouth. He was outraged. How dare they? This is a false equivalent between us and Hamas. And you know, you're rewarding Hamas with offering them statehood for, you know, a horrible thing that they did. And I mean, the reporter was just really having a hard time even talking to this guy because he just, you know, he was constantly filibustering. But anyhow, how big a deal is this? Well, it seems like, on the one hand, it is a fairly big deal. I mean, the Jonas Gahr Støre, who is the prime minister of Norway, he came out and he said, in the midst of a war with tens of thousands killed and injured, we must keep alive the only alternative that offers a political solution for Israelis and Palestinians alike, two states living side by side in peace and security. The prime minister of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, said we have to use all the political resources at our disposal to say loud and clear that we're not going to allow the possibility of a two-state solution to be destroyed by force, because it's the only just and sustainable solution to this terrible conflict. He also called out Netanyahu for engaging in a massacre in Gaza. And the Irish Prime Minister, Simon Harris, said he expects more countries are going to join Spain, Norway, and Ireland. And he said that Ireland is unequivocal in fully recognizing Israel and its right to exist securely and in peace with its neighbors, and they are calling for all the hostages in Gaza to be released immediately. But this is not a first. In 2014, Sweden was the first European Union country to recognize a Palestinian state. 140 of the 193 UN member states have recognized Palestinian statehood since 1988. 140 out of 193. The UK has also indicated that it's considering recognizing Palestinian statehood. Now, apparently Rishi Sunak just called for a snap debate or snap elections on July 4th in the UK. That's going to be a whole, you know, we'll dig into that in more detail in later programs, but that's, I don't know if that has anything to do with this or not. And then there's the problem of the Palestinian Authority. The Palestinian Authority is run by Mahmoud Abbas, and Abbas has not held an election since 2006. So you've got a dysfunctional Palestinian Authority. You've got, you know, a terrorist Hamas. You've got a rogue criminal running Israel right now. It's just an absolute screaming mess. And hopefully, you know, this recognition of a Palestinian state by these three countries, by Spain and Ireland and Sweden, or Norway, excuse me, hopefully that will help move the process forward. Although what Israel has done in response to this is they've called in their ambassadors from those three countries. So that'll show we're not going to talk to them anymore. Right. 17 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
What's on your mind? Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with you.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. An emergency fund is a special kind of savings you set aside for emergencies, and emergencies only. Who should have one? Everybody. And why should you have one? In a word, security. Did you know that today, more than half of the adults in America, 147 million of us, can't even afford a $1,000 emergency? I recommend socking away at least $1,000 and eventually building up to 3 to 6 months of household expenses. You want to keep your emergency fund somewhere easy to access, like a savings account, and not in the stock market, thank you very much. Look, we can't avoid bad things happening, but we can work to make sure that when that never-gonna-happen-to-me thing does happen to one of us, we are as financially prepared as we can be. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. Till next time, take good care.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Temerius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. My experience... Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can destroy a lot of the nutrients that your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use, which is why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. And unlike most fresh dog foods that's cooked at high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 23 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Don in Fair Oaks, California. Hey, Don, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Good. I guess it's still morning here. I'm in California. Anyway,
it is.
I want to start off by saying you are one of the best radio talk show hosts in the country, but I strongly disagree with you on something.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I think that we're putting the emphasis on right-winger media misleading their viewers, but I just think that they're giving their viewers what they want. Rupert Murdoch knew that there was a market for this, and so he's just giving his audience what they want.
I think we're both right, Don. I don't disagree with you.
Well, yeah, I think people aren't the way they are because of Fox News. I mean, to a small extent, that may be true, but Fox News is the way it is because of the viewers. They want to be told they are the victims. They want
well,
to be.
Yes and no. I know people, and I get calls from people all the time who talk about this. And this was Jen, what's her name's? What's her last name, Sean? Mm-hmm. The brainwashing of my father? I want to say Psaki, and it's not Psaki. But anyway, say what? Jensenko is her name. And she, you know, she made this movie about her dad. And he was a nice guy and a kind of middle of the road politically. And he started watching Fox News and he turned into a monster. And then finally she was able to get him to stop watching Fox News by locking the TV with a child lock. And he turned back into a nice guy. We all know people that that has happened to. I have a relative that's happened to. I think that I think we're both right, Don. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think that the racists, the unrepentant racists and the homophobes and the haters, they're going to go to Fox News because it's giving them what they want. But the problem is all these other people who just watch Fox News because, hey, it's the number one cable TV news channel in America and they got great production values and it looks interesting and it moves along and they got pretty blonde women on there and, you know, and they get sucked into it.
I would agree with you if this was North Korea or Russia. We have choices here in this country of what to watch.
That's
true. We still have choices.
But if you want to watch MSNBC, you have to pay an extra $5 a month.
Yeah.
And Fox is free.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, as time goes on, I'm realizing, you know what? Without his supporters, Trump, he would just be a loudmouth buffoon. He would just be another loudmouth buffoon.
Yeah, which is what he was before he got into politics.
Yeah, but with his supporters, he's a loudmouth buffoon with power. So it's easy for us. We get on, it's Trump, and which I despise him. But I think we're taking the easy way out because instead of confronting our neighbors, our family members, our coworkers, or whatever, it's easy to get mad at somebody that you're only going to see on a TV screen. Through your phone.
On the other hand, it can be real hard to say to a relative, somebody that you're stuck with for the rest of your life, that they are to tell them that they are wrong. I tried that with a relative of mine, and it blew up in my face. You have to be careful. Don, I got to run.
But thank you.
Thought provoking call. I appreciate it. I do believe you're right, and I think I'm right too. I think we, both things can be true. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be picking up more of your calls on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Viagra for your brain, but it doesn't lead to stiff thinking.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Right back with your calls. Stay with us.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298. How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
CBS News Brief. AAA estimates more than 43 million people will travel more than 50 miles from home as part of the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Justin Upshaw is with Los Angeles World Report Airports, which owns and operates LAX and Van Nuys Airports.
We're expecting it to be busy nationwide. The TSA is projecting it to be one of their busiest weekends ever.
Tornadoes in Iowa Tuesday have left at least five people dead. Locals say strangers have been helping them to try to pick up what's left of their homes.
Could be worse. So I'm just thankful.
I got my daughter. Everything else can be replaced.
Former UN ambassador and GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley says who she will be voting for in November, Donald Trump. CBS's Stacey Linz in Washington.
Since she dropped out of the presidential race, Trump has struggled to get her voters on his side. She said while Trump has not been perfect on a number of policies,
Biden has been a catastrophe.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's a busy day of storm cleanup for many parts of the state. Severe weather hit just about every region of Wisconsin. Straight line winds are responsible for most of that damage, but National Weather Service experts will investigate whether any tornadoes touched down. Before that storm system hit us, it moved through Iowa. Multiple people have died in the small town of Greenfield, south of Des Moines. And the cicadas have arrived. Officials from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources say they've gotten photos from someone in Lake Geneva showing the first time they've been seen this year. Even the DNR admits their mating calls can be deafening and annoying. Those are their words, not mine. They're expected to keep emerging in the southern portions of the state through June and won't show up again until 2041. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. When it comes to memorable toilet scenes in movie history, Jeff Daniels stands or sits alone. Daniels, who starred in Dumb and Dumber with Jim Carrey, looked back on his iconic bathroom scene, saying his agents didn't want him to do the film because of it and thought it would ruin his career as a serious actor. Daniels was scared they might be right, but stayed the course because he wanted to work with Jim Carrey. Daniels says he spent over 2 hours on the toilet while filming and made so many faces he almost passed out. He told USA Today recently that Clint Eastwood pulled him aside at a charity golf outing in reference to the scene, saying that the same thing happened to him on a date after eating shellfish that didn't agree with him. Not sure if Clint understood Daniels was only pretending to have a blowout, but either way, Dumb and Dumber went on to make almost $250 million at the box office, and despite the fact that toilets were destroyed, Daniels' career was not. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight skies, gradually turning clear. Gusty southwest winds and upper 40s by daybreak. On Thursday, we'll see plentiful sunshine, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Southwest winds will be breezy. Thursday night will be dry. Friday, some showers and storms. Currently 49 degrees.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Todd Alba here. Join us next time as we welcome Jeff Timmer from the Lincoln Project in, looking at the day's headlines and also what's ahead for the Republican and Democratic state conventions. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2.
And levels as well, which is an important nutrient for your heart's health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by just going to GetSuperBeats.com and using the code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's GetSuperBeats, Beats.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. So get over there to GetSuperBeats.com and use that code TOM. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Alejandro in Miami. Hey, what's up?
Well, hey, Tom, I just wanted to let you know I survived the scorching heat wave we just had here. It's just way hotter than usual, as you mentioned earlier.
Is your media dealing with the fact that DeSantis just stripped all reference to climate change out of the state, to all the state's documents and agencies and things in the context of that heat wave?
I don't think in the local news, no. I mean, I have to check again, but I don't think they talk about that. I know, obviously, in the progressive circles and in the article I read from Yahoo today, yes, it talked about that. But I don't think, no, in the local news, they don't make that connection explicitly like that, no.
So, yeah, which is sad.
Yeah. No, and it's just crazy because I remember, like, last year I told you, like, the beach was hot enough that it was like a sauna. I didn't need to buy a sauna, and I still think the same thing. I could just put a hot, you know, I just want to do a pool. Don't get a heater. Just leave it outside. It'll be hot enough to be a jacuzzi later, you know.
Yeah,
hot jacuzzi. No, but you know, I did install solar panels, so hopefully I'm going to take advantage of all this free electricity I'll be getting for the next couple of months. So, but anyways. The main point of my call was just to, like, I guess, ask the question out loud because I still don't get it. Is why is Trump still a contender for president? Like, when he's showing how fascist he can be, right? Like, the Truth Social post where the staffer somehow got access to his account, which I thought only he did. He and some other top advisor has access to, posted some Nazi reference about Unified Reich, and he's still running for president. Like, there's not a big deal. Like, the media... I mean, in progressive circles, obviously, it's an outrage, but, like, the regular media is, like, totally okay with it. Not, no one's asking him to drop out of the race. Like, I don't understand that, and I just wanted to know, like, I wonder how was 1930s Germany was like before, you know, Hitler became the dictator. Like, were people also normalizing Hitler, saying, no, he can't be that bad. He's just exaggerating. Or, why are you so obsessed with Hitler? Why are you so worried if he becomes president? You know, whatever, all these things. And I feel like, I don't know, I just wonder... is the parallels are there between 1930s Germany and now. And the Lincoln Project put up some great ads about, you know, how we can't fall into this false security of, like, oh, it can never happen here because we have a constitutional democracy, all that stuff. And it's like, well, it came close to dying on January 6, 2021, so we can't, you know, rely on that.
Yeah.
False belief, I guess. So I don't know.
So a couple of thoughts on that, Alejandro. Number one, yes, if you read the Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, in that book, they you know, he starts out at the beginning and talks about how Hitler was normalized. Von Papen and Hindenburg both thought that they could control him. Fritz Thyssen thought that he could control him. Everybody thought that Hitler would, you know, he was a loudmouth and a rabble rouser, but, you know, once he got into office, he'd settle down and he'd be a responsible guy. And of course, that's not how it played out. And that's not how it'll play out with Trump. On the Unified Reich post that Trump made, there's only two people, according to Donald Trump himself, who have access to his Truth Social feed, him and his right-hand media guy, Dan Scavino. So either he posted that or Dan Scavino posted it. And Dan Scavino is not being fired right now. And so I'm guessing that it is exactly what Donald Trump wanted. This, he does this all the time. He says outrageous things. And then, you know, when the country goes, whoa, what's that?
Then he goes, oh, I was just kidding, or oh, it was a mistake, or you know, somebody else did it. But really what's going on is he is flagging, this is a flag that he's waving for his supporters. This is, I'm reluctant to call it a dog whistle, it's a bullhorn. But, you know, this is yeah, a message to his supporters that he really is a fascist. And I mean, you got the Mike Flynn's out there, and you've got these groups that, you know, have 88 in their name that Flynn is associated with, 88 being, you know, code for Heil Hitler. And mm-hmm, they're all just giddy about the possibility of having a fascist dictatorship in the United States, a right-wing Christian white supremacist fascist dictatorship. They are excited about it, and some of them are willing to die for it, and certainly they're willing to fight for it, and they're you know, working toward it. And so what Trump was doing was just firming up his base. That's all he was doing.
Yeah,
in my humble opinion.
Yeah, it just, what's crazy to me is that the media, like, doesn't, you know, like, enough, sound the alarm bells enough to kill his presidency. It's like they don't appreciate that, like, when Trump comes to office, it's going to be a Viktor Orban situation where he's just going to kill any media he doesn't like, you know, turn the rest into state propaganda tools, and obviously kill and destroy civil rights and make lawyers like me irrelevant, because what's a lawyer going to do in a country where there's no civil rights and liberties? It's just a joke. Everything's a kangaroo court. It's just, I'm a clown in such a system. I don't have anything.
So let me ask you a rhetorical question, Alejandro. If Joe Biden, if it was revealed today that Joe Biden had classified documents in his bedroom, and the FBI had just recently found them and discovered them, and it was just revealed, where in on what page of the New York Times would that story appear?
The front page news or something?
Yeah, it would be in the top half of the front page news. Well, that's exactly what happened with Trump. It was, you know, the news was released last night that Trump had several top secret documents relating to national security, stuff that Vladimir Putin would pay billions of dollars for, in his bedroom, and he knew about it. And this was 4 months after the Mar-a-Lago raid by the FBI. And the New York Times didn't, you know, they did report on it, but it's buried in a story that was buried in the paper. And the headline was something about how, you know, Trump is being treated unfairly. I mean, it's the New York Times has become Trump's major, you know, catch and kill. There's a piece about it over on Daily Kos right now by Mark Sumner. That's brilliant.
Right.
Place. Alejandro, I got to move along. But thank you for the call. Yeah. Good talking to you.
No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Billy in Austin, Texas. Hey, Billy, what's up?
How you doing, Tom? Listen, I think what Marjorie Taylor Greene said about the attempted assassination on Trump is just wrong.
It's a little over the top, yeah.
A little over the top. Maybe now you guys know how it feels to be called a white nationalist that's a fascist and wants to kill black people.
Well, nobody's called me any of those things, Billy, so I don't.
Well, you just got finished talking about Trump's followers being white nationalists, Nazis.
Are you trying to tell me, Billy, that many of Trump's followers are not white nationalist Nazis? They're the people that Trump said were very fine people, you'll recall.
They're not. No, they aren't. White people, white conservatives are not fascists. There's not a conservative I know who's a fascist.
Okay, well, that's good. You must travel in some pretty rarefied circles. What about the guys who were marching in Charlottesville saying Jews will not replace us with tiki torches and swastikas that Donald Trump refused, to this day, refuses to condemn and says are very fine people? What about them?
There were people on that side of the line that weren't KKK guys or racist.
Nazis.
There were just regular people there, too.
I don't think so. It was a march. They marched about three quarters of a mile with their tiki torches and chanted. I mean, I don't know how you can say that somebody who's not a racist or a Nazi.
You say that anybody that votes for Trump is a white nationalist.
No, I'm not saying that at all. Just a half hour ago, I was talking about, you know, people I know who are going to vote for Trump, and I know that they're not Nazis. They're just, in my opinion, misinformed. But certainly, you know, it's the old saying, not every Nazi
Not every Trump follower is a Nazi, but I can guarantee you every Nazi in America is a Trump follower.
You know, that's kind of cute, but it's
I think it's true.
No, if you were a Nazi, if you were a real Nazi, and you knew what Trump was all about, you wouldn't want Trump there.
Well, why is it that all the Nazi organizations and the Klan organizations, you know, why did David Duke endorse him? Why does the Klan endorse him? Why are the Nazi organization, I mean, literal Nazi organizations out there marching with Trump signs? Why are in so many of Trump's rallies, do you see people showing up with Confederate flags and swastikas?
Confederate flags and the Nazi flag are two different things, very different things.
Yeah, well, the Confederacy was a fascist organization that tried to end democracy in America.
That's not what it was.
It's absolutely what it was, Billy.
Confederacy was tasked to protect states' rights. That's what their deal was.
States' rights to have slavery, and states' rights to have oligarchs torture and murder white people who challenged their power. By 1845, I mean, read your Civil War history. By 1845, the South was no longer a democracy. The elections that they held were complete shams. If you dared to challenge the power of that roughly 1,000 families who controlled those, seven states or however many states it was, you would get lynched if you were white. And they were pissed off that there was this democracy north of them, and that's why the Civil War happened.
They were abolitionists. All right, so there was fine people on both sides.
By 1860, there were no outspoken abolitionists in the South. They would get killed.
There were some in the war, my friend, because there were some in my family in the war.
Abolitionists who fought for the Confederacy.
There were parts of my mother's family.
Oh, I know there were a lot of people from the South who defected to the North or moved to the North or fought for the North. Absolutely.
All I'm saying to you is when y'all make inflammatory false statements like, you know, Trump had hookers pee on Obama's bed, you know, or Trump was in bed with the Russians, which wasn't true. And you know, and you admit that it's not true now.
Well, both of his sons said that they got rescued after their bankruptcy in 96 by Russian oligarchs. How's that not being in bed with the Russians?
You just come back with another accusation every time somebody...
Look it up! I'm not saying this. Don Jr. and Eric said it.
Was the Steele dossier a true dossier?
I have no idea. I know that some of the stuff in it has been proven to be true, and some of the stuff in it is probably not true. So what?
So you're willing to say that sometimes y'all say things that are inflammatory, just like Marjorie Taylor Greene did today.
I'm not willing to say that. No, I really make an effort, Billy, on this program, and if I know you listen, you know that I'm telling you the truth. I really make an effort on this program to only say things I can back up, and if I'm saying something that's inflammatory, it's because I believe that there's fire there.
I give you credit for that, Tom. I really do. And you'll take my call, you'll listen to my rants, and I appreciate that. But you need to appreciate there are people with very strong feelings on the other side that are not white nationalists.
I understand that. I acknowledge that.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Billy. Good talking to you. 47 minutes past the hour. Almost 48 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. Slow but sure, Billy's coming around. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. Yeah, it takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So I should do the live read right now? Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. And number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use, which is why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. And welcome back. Okay, let's try this again. Jim in Lone Tree, Colorado. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was kind of confused why Costello acted like a jerk to the judge. And it took me a couple of days to figure it out. My opinion.
What do you think?
He was judge to see if he could get the judge to back down, let him get away with stuff. Then Trump might feel safe to testify and take over the courtroom.
Interesting. I think my take on it was just that Costello is an ass. I mean, he's just a jerk.
Well, there was nothing to be gained.
I know.
That's what I could see.
I know.
And Trump did that with Biden, you know, sit there and...
Right, at the debate.
You know, for him and control the courtroom is what he wanted to do. He wanted to see if he could control the courtroom.
Yeah.
And then if the judge slammed them down and stopped them from talking, he'd say, see, I didn't get a chance to testify. You know, he could have used it for all kinds of things.
Yeah.
It's felt enough that he could push the judge around.
Yeah, but that's Judge Mershon is a judge who doesn't get pushed around, which, you know, good on him. It's an interesting theory, Jim. Jim, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. That was a good one. Greg in Orange, California. Hey, Greg, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. I actually heard about your program working out this morning, listening to C-SPAN, and there was a lady that brought up, you know, how great your program was. But what I wanted to talk about more than anything was what happens after the election. Let's say, for example, if Trump does win. I don't think people are taking into account the fact that this guy wasn't a very good president. He didn't pass a whole lot of things. But more than that, he's making promises that he can't keep. Oh, as soon as I come in the office, gas prices are going to drop, or this is going to happen, or that is going to happen. My worry is, if we have a catastrophe of some type, financial, what is he going to do to solve it? And is he just going to get up there and bloviate like he usually does and make all these promises as the economy is crashing? And he doesn't know what to do with it, him nor his cabinet of loyalists.
Right. Trump only had two accomplishments in the 4 years he was president, arguably three if you throw in developing the vaccine. Number one, he built, you know, a few miles of wall. And number two, he gave billionaires a $2 trillion tax cut. That was it. So I would expect the same thing, although I think it's going to get a lot worse because of Project 2025. Greg, thank you for the call. I'm sorry, but we're out of time here. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, even Billy. So double-check your voter registration and get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, our Women Win Wisconsin profile from Motherhood for Good visits with State Assembly Democratic leader Greta Neubauer.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly.